today.
What's the buzz today, Monday, the 7th of November? The power of the people is so much bigger than the people in power. That was what I was trying to remember, Jennifer.
I know. I like that. I like it a lot.
We had a little conversation going on earlier today. For those of you who were not around, and one of the things we were talking about was the people in power, and the salute when a lot of times it's been identified with black people. They hold up the powers, they fist in the air. Isn't that supposed to represent power somehow or other, the black power salute? Or am I
not, I think it's a powerful thing to do black. Whenever you pump your fist. Yeah. Unless you're on Jersey Shore, then it's just stupid looking.
Really?
Yeah, because they do the fist pump.
Yeah, at a Springsteen concert, we do that a lot.
Really? Power to the people, power to the boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. By the way,
Bruce Springsteen.
Over the weekend, I was dubbed King Doug. For your information, Roberta, from now on you refer to me as King. Well, it was my birthday, and I was being I'm elevated now. We found actually a book.
It just means you're closer to death, and somebody's trying to be nice to you.
Really, that's very nice of you to note that, Rich. It's very nice.
Okay. Don't let it get your head too fat.
Another
now.
Day older and deeper in death.
Don't listen to them, Your Majesty.
Did you get my present, Your Majesty?
I did not. As a matter of fact,
you did not. Right. Were you at the farm, Your Majesty?
I was not at the farm.
That's why you didn't get it, Your Majesty.
Why would it wouldn't come later?
I sent it to the farm, Your Majesty.
Yeah, but I'm on the farm now, and there's nothing from you here.
It was priority mail. You should have gotten it by now.
Priority mail. That's
yes.
That since last week's snowstorm, the priority is
apparently His Majesty doesn't get priority mail.
That could be it, right? I had a card from my sister. This sort of got me started. This is in case you didn't. I have my mind works in strange ways, as many of you know. I had a card from my sister, and it reads as follows. Living on Earth is expensive, but it does include a free trip around the sun every year. Happy birthday. And with that, I launched off into, earlier on, Roberta, a discussion of the sun and our trip around the sun in 365 days. And we have the Earth.
Was that what caused it?
Yeah. I didn't say that that's what caused it.
People need to stop sending you birthday cards that make you go crazy.
Why? Why did you say I went crazy?
You didn't, but you were waxing poetic for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, but so then why is that crazy? The trouble is everybody is so used to some cookie cutter. Yeah, it drives me nuts to hear stories. We were talking earlier today about one of the radio stations that's been carrying this program for a long time, 8-9 years probably. And because the corporate has deemed it necessary to change everything on the radio station and blow it up, a lot of people in this community are pretty upset. And as I am too, because I always take it moderately personally. Rich will tell you I take it very personally. When something like this happens, even if you have hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, when one of them goes away, even if we add two for one, two come on, one goes away, it just bothers me because you make a personal connection with these people.
Yeah, you don't want to lose
people.
Anything.
And so,
well, especially this one. This one is
that's a nice radio station, WRNK in Williamsport, the Little League home. And so
we have a lot of interaction with them.
Yeah, we do. And so that Jennifer's saying, I'm a little crazy. People are used to that, and they find it endearing, apparently, one way or another. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about our going around the sun. The Earth moves on its axis 1,000 miles an hour. It's moving around. Thus, we have the days that turn out to be 24 hours. And you have the movement around the moon and how that's broken down into 28 days. And that gets broken down into 7 days. And we got the 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour and 24 hours in a day. And it's just all kind of amazing.
It fits.
That it all fits together.
It all works out.
That it does work out, Richie. You're right about that. And so take that with you today. If you're having a tough day or you have had a tough weekend or whatever it is, everything sooner or later, like it or not, works out. It just does. And so the power that you have, in spite of everything, you endure. This little program, dubbed by somebody who was one of the writers for one of the trades, what, probably a dozen years or so ago, The Little Show That Could. This says we have survived, all of us, Richie and Roberta and me and you. And it is, yeah, disappointing. Somebody said that they listen. Most of the people will follow me at DougStephan.com online, or they'll download an app, or they'll go to TuneIn Radio, whatever it is. What's it called, Richie? It is TuneIn Radio, isn't it?
It is TuneIn
Radio. TuneIn Radio, yeah. And so you can find the program there. But it's just, the other side of it is that it is for naught. You can complain about these things, but it is for naught that stuff kind of gets screwy. And so, anyway, it's a thought, and it's what we have most of here, thoughts, and good thoughts about you. The greatest thing about you is that you will ultimately not fail. You will prevail if you have the quality of a winner, and that really is persistence. It is being tuned into what it is that that makes you tick. You got to know what makes you tick in order for you to win. And if you're determined to win, you break down all of the resistance, the barriers that are put before you. You know as well as I do, for some sad reasons, part of the human condition is people don't want you to succeed. They want to succeed, but they don't want to have you succeed, which is kind of weird under the circumstances, because we're all so much better off when everybody wins, right? If we all win, we're all better off. Some people just do want to do the winning, and they think that it has to come at the expense of somebody else. No, no. Nay, nay.
The sad reality, though, is we all can't win.
I think we can. I don't think we do.
In different ways.
But I think
you're not going to all win.
If you have a race with 10 runners, how do you all win? If you have a business with 10 participants.
By completing it, there's different ways of defining winning. Yeah, you're right, Jennifer. Yeah,
well,
different ways.
Just like my duff, are you rich?
So,
but you put it out there like there shouldn't be this competition to be the best. And you are one of the most competitive people I ever know.
I didn't
you
say
try
that.
To win.
Yeah, I didn't
but
say that.
But see, you can't, to be the best, you can never compare yourself to other people. Now I'm jumping on your train. Anytime that you compare yourself to someone else, I think you missed the point. I mean, the point in life when everything is done and when you reflect back, to be the best at something requires that you compete with yourself, not with anybody else.
Sure, but how do you
I'm
succeed?
Never going
how
to
do you
beat?
Know? How do you know?
What do you mean?
I think if
well,
you don't compare
you know
yourself to somebody else, that you have no benchmarks to, therefore,
that's right.
aspire to.
I think
to.
You have to set it. I think it's all about effort and trying, though. I mean, I'm never going to be a better singer than What's-Her-Face, Susan Boyle, or whatever.
But that's not what you should be trying to aspire to.
But, you know, I can be the best darn karaoke singer at Dimples in Burbank. And that's okay.
Dimples.
No?
I think there has to be competition. I think there has to be winners and losers.
There is competition, but I think there is competition.
I think everybody can be a winner in his or her own right.
Exactly.
In some way, shape, or form.
I'm with you.
But the guy who runs a race, who goes out and aspires to be a track runner and runs a race and comes in 10th every single time.
He's a winner.
And is happy.
He's a winner if he goes back and tries
again. The guy who did 11. He was,
right.
Yeah, like me, not winning the I'm going to run for selectman in Framingham. Okay, so I don't win the first time, so I go back and I run again. And you keep at it until you win. Or you just, you know. If you want to give up, why start? That'd be the question. Why, if you don't think you're going to win, then why would you try? And then, if that's
because
the case,
you don't
then
win.
Why?
I mean, the majority of stuff in life, you don't win. Probably 97% of what you set out, you don't win. So if you're judging your life by that, you're going to be a really sad person when you die, when you reflect back on it. So I think you have to go for those victories when you're competing with yourself, because those are the things that you win.
No.
Wow. Nothing?
Wow, Jen, that's heavy.
You're playing a game all by yourself. Sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. It is. Trust me.
The Queen of Cheap, coming later in the hour. The deals today at Amazon, Hallmark. And
no, she wins things. Every time.
Yeah, she does win. Winners. Charlie Sheen. Look at, he got us all thinking about this months ago when he got booted off that show. He still is going to make millions of dollars every year from the reruns. He's got another television show that he's going to do. He
Best
had the experience.
Ever happened to him.
Right. So he is. You may not like that. He is an example of somebody who wins, but he set his mind on a course. And I think that's all it's about. Set your mind on a course.
Winning.
Right?
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Yeah. Got the winning concept.
Totally.
Speaking of winning, one of the winningest... Can I say that? Well, there it is. The winningest companies that I know when it comes to radio are producers of the finest radios that exist today in our country. This is an American company. Radios made in America for Americans, and they're all different sizes and shapes and qualities. I will tell you, they are first quality, premium quality company. The radios are first quality, no matter which one you select. But some of them do different things. For example, there's the CC Radio 2, incredible premium radio that automatically holds and tunes in to AM signals better than any other radio in existence today. We all know how poorly, for whatever the reason, I don't even understand. I've been saying this for years, because many of the radio stations that carry this program are AM radio stations. So why is the manufacturers have done such a horrible job in making new AM radios? Like they discounted AM. Nobody's listening to that. We'll just make good FM radios and let the AMs go. But the AM radio band has some of the best quality programs on it, the most unique and unusual programs. So why would you want to protect that? For those of you who love to listen to good radio, no matter where it is, AM or FM, this radio is for you. And the CC Radio 2, like a lot of other Sea Crane radios, has an emergency band. It has the 2-meter ham band to keep you informed during disasters, any kind of disasters. Let's see here. Weather band also on this particular radio, and most of them as well. So you have local weather and emergencies. You can hear and know what's going on by having a Sea Crane radio. Catalogs available by going online to Sea Crane. Actually, it's ccradio.com. You can Google either of them. You can go to Sea Crane Radio or you can go to CC Radio. But as you try these things, you're getting close now. People really are in the mind. We're going to prepare early for Christmas this year. And one of the things that we'll talk about over the course of the next couple of months as we get closer to Christmas is where you buy and what you buy and how you make decisions to buy. We're all worried about not buying things that are made in China. So come up with new ideas, creative ideas. Richie has been following some of this. We'll be, again, talking about how to have ideas that will keep the money in America. Give somebody a gym membership or give them something, you know, that you can put your fingers on. And this is another perfect example of something you can wrap yourself around. You get excited about, and by the way, many of these companies are coming back to America now, which is kind of a cool thing. But these people never went anywhere. They've just been making wonderful quality radios for years and years and years. So get whatever radio you're buying, you get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call Sea Crane at 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. You can also visit Sea Crane online at ccradio.com. Great radio is a great radio company. 800-522-8863.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It's 21 after the hour. Doug with Roberta, Jennifer, and Rich on Good Day.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now for us to go back to this date, November the 7th, 1987, when Bruce Springsteen's Tunnel of Love was the number one album in our country. I'll give you the rest of the top five for this week in 1987 after we indulge in this. This is a big.
Oh, yeah.
This is a really big. Story.
Who's that playing guitar, Roberta?
That is Bruce, of course. That's, who else would that be?
Is that Bruce?
Oh, Bruce is an unbelievable lead guitar player.
That just doesn't sound like his style.
Oh, yes, it does. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I spent 2 days listening to him just now. He can make that guitar do stuff that you can't believe.
Jeez, listen to him.
So you went to the Bruce concert on Friday night in Pittsburgh, right?
Thursday and Friday.
It was Thursday night and Friday. He was there for two nights.
Thursday and Friday night. Uh-huh. It was billed as a Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers concert with, you know, maybe special guest Bruce Springsteen, but it was billed as a Joe Grushecki show, but it was really a Bruce show. It's just an excuse for Bruce to get on stage and play. Friday, he played almost 3.5 hours. It was unbelievable.
Wow. And where was this at?
Yeah. This was at Soldiers and Sailors Auditorium in Pittsburgh. Rolling Stone is calling the Friday show historic. It was. It's up there. It's up there in the top 10. It was unreal.
So what did he play that was just like, I've never heard this song from him?
Oh, my gosh. He did a version of Incident acoustic solo that nobody breathed. I mean, you could not hear people breathe, let alone, you know, stir or talk. You could hear a pin drop in the place. It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Incredible. Great success story.
And he did some guitar solos in Because the Night that just brought the house down.
Yeah. All right.
Really incredible.
Good for you, Roberta. You had a good time.
I know.
Good time was had by all.
With all my Bruce girlfriends, we had such
the,
a good time.
The other big albums, the top five for this week, Richie, in 1987 album-wise.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd's A Memory Lapse of Reason. Number four, Whitesnake. Number three, Dirty Dancing, the soundtrack. Number two, Bad by Michael Jackson. And number one, wow. Tunnel of Love by The Boss.
Loved that Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
Boss Weekend. The Boss Weekend. Okay. Time for our 2020 info quiz.
Okay.
Everybody ready for this?
Sure.
Ready,
I'm going to give you four commodities. Your job is to tell me which one is the most expensive of these commodities, okay? 800-510-8255. If you were to get a pint of one of these four commodities, which would be the more expensive?
Pork bellies.
That is not...
no,
you don't, they don't
Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
In pints. Okay, here are the four commodities.
All right.
Ready?
Ready. Ready.
Sure.
Oil.
Oil.
Blood.
Blood.
Milk.
Milk.
Or orange juice.
Orange juice. Can I answer?
No.
Yeah, come on now.
800-510. Really? You think it's easy? 800-510-8255.
Is it obvious,
the cost
Mr. Dairy Farmer?
I don't know. It is not obvious, Mr. Okay. Dairy Farmer. Mm. The cost of a pint of one of these commodities, way more expensive than the rest of the commodities. Which one is more expensive or the most expensive? Is it milk, oil, blood, or orange juice? 800-510-8255. You have to admit it's kind of an interesting question, interesting premise. Maybe you don't have to. You don't have to admit it, I guess. It's just one of these things that people sort of think, yeah, I know the answer to that.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, who will be here as the Queen of Cheap with savings galore for you in just a matter of moments. Jennifer Horn working on the Facebook side of things. And what is this here? A doctor in California says thanks to a new medical procedure, he can permanently change your brown eyes to blue. Would you do it? It's one of the stories today, actually.
It's a good Doug question, isn't it?
Yeah. A doctor says he can permanently turn your brown eyes blue. Thanks to a new medical procedure.
There's a song there, I think.
There is, as a matter of fact. You're right, Jennifer. Richie's at the controls in our main studio in Washington. The 2020 Curio Quiz. Don't you like how I come up with all these different
names? I love the name.
2020 Quickie Quiz. Which costs more? A pint of milk, a pint of oil, a pint of blood, or a pint of orange juice? 800-510-8255. Pam listens to us by dialing in WTTB in Vero Beach. You'd be well-served. They have a good signal, but you'd be well-served to have one of those Sea Crane radios, Pam. I think you'd find that it'll give you even better signal availability to TTB. Are you game?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's the answer? Which would you, of those four commodities, which one's the most expensive?
Blood.
Why do you say that?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, she's got a little inside knowledge.
All right, so what's a pint of blood worth in Florida at your hospital?
Probably $100.
$100.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And how much is a pint of orange juice worth? Anybody know?
Probably, what, $2 or $3?
No.
Yeah.
25, 30 cents.
Okay.
What's a pint of oil worth? Anybody know?
No idea.
Well, eight pints a gallon, right?
A quart is like $4.
A quart of oil is $4.
Are you talking crude oil?
All this stuff is...
I have no idea what a pint is.
Okay, I was thinking gasoline. Right. Okay.
About 24 cents a pint.
You should really specify your oil, sir.
And with milk, yeah.
Yes, you should.
And with milk...
Olive oil, sir? Canola oil?
Depending on whether you're getting raw milk or whether you're getting, the stuff, the garbage you get at the store... It's anywhere from 40 to 80 cents a pint. All right? By far, blood, which goes from $20 a pint, in some cases $40, and in some cases, depending on how I think that's really what you're saying, Pam. Depending on how rare is your, if you have O negative or AB positive, whatever it is, depending on the rarity of your type of blood, it could be worth up to $100 a pint.
So,
and that's why, by the way, a lot of Americans now are giving blood. People are in such tough straits. They're going to the blood banks and they're giving blood. What is the, you're supposed to be able to do it, what, every 4 months, Pam? Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I think that three times a year you can give. And a lot of people are giving their blood. So this is really kind of, and I remember, Pam, maybe you can help me. When my former wife, Tony, had an operation, one of the things they asked us to do was give our plasma. So we sat on this couch for an hour, I think, when I went in to do it at Mass General. And they pump all your blood out of your system, right? They take the plasma out because you if you're healthy, you can reestablish the plasma content, what, 24 to 48 hours or something, I remember them telling? Is that right?
That's about right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So the plasma is what's important to the components of the blood, and you take the plasma out. Somebody who's had, like Tony had her T cells taken out of her system, and that's a real invasive procedure, so you need all the strong blood you can get. And the plasma serves more in that capacity, apparently, than does just regular whole blood. So, Pam, you are going to be rewarded handsomely. As I said, there's a CC radio in this if you do a good job. And I'm going to give you a CC radio, but I want you to tell your friends about CC radio and get them to go online to ccradio.com and see all of the great things they can get there and how much better they'll be able to receive this program on WTTV if they have some of those Sea Crane radios. All right?
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on just a second. A lot of friends of this program down in Vero Beach is a cool thing. 22 minutes before the hour now. Yes, plasma and blood itself. Very, very, very expensive and there's no comparison to the cost of the other stuff. Bob's in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Doug. I got a good one for you. That $100 for human blood is nothing compared to a dog's blood.
Really?
I just paid $118 for one pint of dog's blood and then had to do it three more times over a period of 4 days, and my dog still died.
Oh.
I paid over $2,088 for dog's blood.
How do they get dog blood, I guess would be my question. How is
they have donor dogs that come in, and they take it from the donor dog and transfuse it into your dog.
I'm sorry about your dog. What kind of a dog was it?
Bad.
It was a border collie.
How old?
Trained to help my wife, who's handicapped.
Oh, what a sad thing. How old was the dog?
About 6.
Really? What happened?
Well, that's young.
Yeah.
She had some kind of disease where all organs were turning against her white blood cells, and it liquefied all her organs.
Oh, that's a sad thing. That's too bad. Well, my condolences on that, and thanks for the information, because I don't think that we thought about dog blood.
Be careful when you go there. Ask them first.
Yeah,
we didn't ask.
Yeah,
and that's what happened.
It can be very expensive to bring your pet to one of these hospitals that specialize in it. I told you the story on the air when Charlotte had a problem. We worried about her having a piece of metal in her system. Turned out to be a button actually, but for the testing and all the stuff, it was $1,400 a day. For all of the stuff
that's so expensive. You can actually pet insurance. Easy for me to get pet insurance.
Yep, you can. I wonder if they have a Medicare for pets. They get to be over 65. They can have a Medicare.
Yeah, it's called Medicat.
Medicat. Metabow.
Right.
All right, 20 minutes before the hour. Let's get to the queen of cheap savings galore today. So Roberta Fasanelli brings us up to date on that.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, we're starting off with some Christmas stuff. I was inspired this weekend. I went into Home Goods yesterday, and everything was Christmas. I almost
threw up. It's so great.
Yeah, they have the decorations up in some of the local shopping centers already.
Oh, gosh. I know we hate derailing the train and interrupting, but I have to tell you guys the coolest thing. I had like 10 heart attacks when I saw it. I went to Lowe's on Friday, and they have 3D glasses for your Christmas tree now. So you put these glasses on and you look at your Christmas tree lights and you can either get snowflakes, they look like snowflakes, Santa heads, or snowmen.
But we used to do that with drugs in college.
Yeah, but I'm drug free. So, you know.
All right, come on. Let's keep going.
$2 glasses. And they have a gumdrop tree. It's so cute.
Okay, so let's start with a free Christmas album by Lauren Smith and the Real Matt Jones, and a free MP3 download of this Christmas album. I know we're always looking for new Christmas music because it is the same stuff year after year after year. So at least if you have somebody different doing the same stuff year after year after year, maybe it sounds a little different than the same stuff. We also have 100 MP3 albums from Amazon at $5 each. 100 different Christmas albums. Right. So you can go and find a bluegrass Christmas album and a gospel Christmas album and, you know, an accordion Christmas album and a stomper Christmas album and whatever. But they got 100 of them, only $5 a piece. Here's a couple of deals from Amazon where you can get free shipping. I love, I'm not like trying to push Amazon, but I just happen to love them and I do a lot of my Christmas shopping. If on Amazon Student, you can get 6 months free of the 2-day shipping. That's usually the priority shipping that they do. I think it's called Amazon Prime, but you can actually get it free for 6 months if you're an Amazon student. And you can get it also if Amazon Mom gives you 3 months free, which at least gets you through the Christmas holidays. And well, Amazon Mom is actually a free program aimed at helping parents or anyone who is caring for a young child. It doesn't matter if you're a mom, a dad, a grandparent, a caretaker. It doesn't matter. So basically, Amazon Mom is opened up to anybody. So if you know a kid, see a kid on the street, go up to a kid in a playground and say, hey, can I say I'm your friend so I can do Amazon Prime? Well, sure, yeah, then do Amazon Mom and then get arrested, too. We also have 140 free Christmas address labels for you. You just pay $3 in shipping and handling. That's from Vistaprint, and we have all the instructions on how you can do that on DougStephan.com. 140 free Christmas address labels. If you need more than those, then you are sending out too many Christmas cards. And Hallmark, if you want to go out and buy Christmas cards for someone, $5 off a $10 purchase. You have to like them on Facebook. And all of this stuff is on DougStephan.com. Just go and take a look.
Queen of Sheep Box is right there prominently positioned in the homepage or on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Next to it, you see the Better Living Box. And in it, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has some food safety tips for you, including if you drill down into the story. Something that I mentioned earlier today, I was following as I read an article about food and where it came from in one of my magazines on the plane over the weekend, the complex long-distance structure of food production. Now, the people who are protesting what we are being offered for food or what you can get for food or the problems with food in our country, they don't know in a sophisticated way what many of you know listening to this program, and that is how drastically decreased the population in agriculture has become because of this, the food sources being mobile. And so there's a study that found food typically travels over 1,500 miles.
Wow.
From where it is raised to where it gets to your plate. The average, no matter what you're eating, if it's not local, as a matter of fact, the exact mileage, the median mileage is 1,549 miles for a head of lettuce from where it is grown to be brought to the market. And that goes for everything pretty much that's raised in our country that is not locally grown. So the stuff that you're buying at whatever the store, mostly the big name stores, Kroger, Publix, Albertsons, you know, those stores, they're hauling in the stuff, because California in the Southwest is where a lot of it is grown, but not all of it, but much of what's grown there is put in a truck and brought, and that's where the problem comes in. That's where you get these salmonella and listeria and E. coli problems, because of the irregularity of how the stuff is being hauled. And now the Mexicans can come into this country with their trucks and they can haul. You think there's been a problem to this point? The Mexicans now legally can bring their trucks into America and haul anything in from point A in this country to point B in this country. And the trucks, I guarantee you, are going to be 20, 30 years older than the stuff that we normally are using. And that's the quality of what goes on, especially with the refrigerated units. They have their own engines If you've ever noticed a refrigerated truck on the highway, you'll see it's got this big refrigerator unit up on top of it. And so these older trucks, they break down and they're hauling lettuce. You don't think that's going to have an impact on the quality of the food that you're buying?
Hey.
All right, 14 before the hour. Jennifer checks the television news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow...
Are you friends, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
What do you love?
Women. Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so Jennifer, what do we have to look forward to tonight on the Tube?
Oh, tonight it's Dancing with the Stars night. We're working
live.
Our way down. What was that?
They're promoting it live.
It's live from California, yes. Dancing with the Stars. So that's going to be the big news. Of course, we'll be watching Castle and Hawaii Five-0. Mm-hmm. But there's some good news on the Fox Network. Breaking In, that show with Christian Slater. It's been struggling a little, but it's kind of a funny show. They've added to the cast, which is a good sign for them. Megan Mullally, who is on Will and Grace, is joining the cast as the boss of Christian Slater. Later, and I think she'll be pretty funny in that role. Kind of cool. Also, good news for The Real L Word on Showtime. They have a third season coming up. It's going to begin shooting in Los Angeles. And CW fans, One Tree Hill is going to debut January 11th for their last season. I know everybody loves that show.
Really? Everybody?
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Got a big cult following.
I don't like it. How's that?
Okay.
I don't even know what the show's about.
I'll make a note of that.
Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Thank you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Michael Levine is here with us. He is on the program frequently to comment on things from his area of expertise. You've heard Michael, who is the majordomo, LCOonline.com, which is his Levine Communication Office, big PR agency in Los Angeles. Also, he's responsible for the LBN eLert. And if you go online to LBNeLert.com, you will find the news of the day treated in a way that you won't find anyplace else. Hundreds of thousands of people around the country read this. It's an email blast that comes every day. Very cool stuff. I certainly read it and am pleased to have the information. I use a lot of it on my various programs. All right, so Michael, you have been on the early show this week talking about Kim Kardashian and the divorce and all the PR. If you were her PR person, what would you tell her to do? Give back the ring!
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because we're in this bizarre world where no matter how crazy you behave, it seems that your ratings go up, your attention goes up, your income goes up. And so even though this is a seeming, you know, black eye for Kim Kardashian, in some moral sense, in a business sense, I think it makes her even bigger and going to be a bigger reality star than ever because
isn't that
that's what kind of a crazy world we're in.
Yeah. Reality means what? In terms of you've had some of these people probably as clients, these Kardashians, they have nothing. I mean, what do they have? I asked the question. I'm answering my question before I ask it. It's flabbergasting to look at some of these people. Is it that they are ordinary? And that gives folks who are ordinary sort of a chance, oh, well, if it happened to her, it can happen to me.
Well, you know, like most great success, if you go back and autopsy it, one of the components you find is right person, right place, right time.
Yep.
And, you know, the Kardashians have been born into an age in which America is extremely anxious and in deep need of distraction. And so whether it be with terrorism or financial problems or economy, America is yearning for something to distract them.
Mm-hmm.
And so along comes reality television and all its glory and things like the Kardashians. are right. great distraction vehicles.
Yeah, yeah, they certainly are. All right, so let's move over to this popular discussion this week of Herman Cain.
Yeah, that's a big change of subject.
Well, it is, but it's something that people are talking about in the sense that it's one of the top 10 items from the survey this past week. And right. you wonder, as he makes his way through this, he's not a polished candidate. He's a nope. businessman. And, you know, he's made, is the cigarette ad a blunder? Is his inability, according to some, to not address these charges against him of harassment, is that a blunder? How does he deal with these things?
Well, it's really hard with looking at where Herman Cain has come from and gone to define anything as a big blunder yet. I mean, because Herman Cain is leading in the polls.
Yes, he is by a substantial margin still.
Right. Yeah. So it's hard for us sitting here in a conversation about him today to define anything he's done as a big blunder.
Well, is the blunder on the part of the news media? They're trying to play this up and control the agenda, and basically he's flipping them, you know, the old one too. You know, I don't care. I don't have to pander to you guys. This is the story. I don't know a lot about, you know. And then he does a little research. Says, oh well, I remember what it was. Blah blah blah.
Right. Well, his strength is acting authentic.
Yeah.
Strength is not appearing to be a politician with a kind of set kind of political line. It's to be a kind of authentic, have an authentic quality. And so that is his strength. And because he is a non-politician in an age, again, right place, right person, right time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So now, because you're not a politician, that's a great asset.
Yeah. So does it carry the day for him through the primary season? Does he have enough? I mean, that's the question. You can't answer it. I can't answer it. It is.
Yeah, you know, prophecy is dubious business, but he has gone awfully far, awfully fast.
Yeah, right. Well, so there it is. The story, a couple of important things about people that we're discussing. That's why Michael joins us from his office at LCO Online. And don't forget about the LBN eLert. Check it out online, lbnelert.com. Thank you, Michael.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.